This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Well, it's on us every day. We hear it every day, but the coronavirus is still here. COVID-19. You're driving down the interstate. Now the billboards talk about COVID-19. You're driving down and you see there's a little quote I saw. It was yesterday, driving down. Yes, I'm out driving. Had to drive. But I was out driving and I saw it, and it was like, do your part. Do your part. Stay apart. And it's interesting in a time where we always want people to come together, and it seems like that's always been our message in America, is to bring people together, to come together, to be unified. And right now we're at a time where we're like, do your part and just stay apart. Like, stay in your house, stay away. So everybody we get through this, and it dies out and we move on. So I get it. But the coronavirus has infected more than 1.2 million people now worldwide in just a few months. So scientists are still racing to discover how it spreads so quickly. And there's some ideas and theories and concepts. But they're saying now that between 25 and 50% of people may be asymptomatic carriers, and people who are contagious, that's who people are contagious in, and not physically sick. So the carriers are thought to play a significant role now in the virus spread, and are the reason that U.S. residents have been asked to start covering their faces in public. Also reasons why of the social distancing so much. I mean, we need the 6 feet distance when you're out in public, if you're still going out much. One of the things you got to think about is how fast the virus spreads, how long it lasts on different surfaces. So for a hard surface like a doorknob or a handrail or a coffee pot, it can last up to 24 hours. They're saying, though, that it can last up to about 3 days on that. And I've seen different studies on that. I would go for the longer period on the hard surfaces. We know cardboard for sure, like packages, 24 hours. And then the air, just if you're near someone, it really, they say it can go out to 6 feet. Really, it's the strongest part of that viral load will go out about 3 feet, and then it dies within 3 minutes. So that's the good news on that. So it's really the hard surfaces where it has the lasting value of where it can really last, if it will. So one thing is the mask, yes, they provide a lot of protection. They're the over-caution, if you will, on that. That is very important. The biggest thing is the asymptomatic carriers now that everyone's concerned about, and that's why the stay-at-home orders are what they are, because they're finding out that the asymptomatic is where a lot of the spread is happening, or at least the theory is that that's where a lot of the spread is coming from. So at least one-third of the world now is under some form of lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic, and the governments are urging a lot of social distancing to cut down on that viral spread. And interestingly enough, when you go through this and you look at it and turning into a pandemic, the coronavirus, I mean, it's a SARS virus. We've had it for a long time. It's new in the way of what we're learning about this SARS-2 and the COVID-19. It's interesting the way that it's attaching and the way it attacks the receptors of what we call the ACE2 receptors or the angiotensin II receptors, it attacks those receptors or attaches to that, and that shuffles it into the lungs, which creates the issue. That's how the respiratory system gets compromised. And that's why heart patients, really, which is not being discussed a lot, people that are on these heart medications, the ACE2 inhibitor medications and the ARBs, the receptor blockers, those medications, whatever age the person is, that's going to be the most compromised. But because of what it does and how it impacts the respiratory system. That's why someone that's 30 years young, as I like to say, can be taking these medications and it can raise their risk significantly. So something just to think about along the way. But the asymptomatic part is what's so concerning with people. And that's how we learned about it. And, of course, you know, there's a woman in Wuhan, China, who was 20 years old and passed the coronavirus to five family members, but she was never physically sick herself. So the World Health Organization did a report about the coronavirus outbreak in China, and they found few instances where a person who tested positive never showed any symptoms. Instead, most people were asymptomatic on the date of their diagnosis and went on to develop the symptoms later. Now, one thing to understand is once you start showing the symptoms, it's strongest about 48 hours after you get those symptoms. That's where the viral load gets to be the highest and it begins to shed at that point. And then, of course, that's where the significant shedding is, what they call it. But what do we do? I mean, at the end of the day, there's all the stats. There's the lockdown. There is the stay-at-home orders. There is the fear, the worry, the concern. Like, I get all that. But even with the asymptomatic, and like, you don't know if your neighbor has it, and you don't, they look totally fine, but they could have it, they could pass it to you, you could get it. What do we do? Well, the key is definitely not let fear overtake us. That's the big thing. Because with COVID-19, it is a virus. It's not, can it cause death? Yes. Do you have to be compromised for it to happen? Yes. I mean, the good news is everybody's worried about kids, but like, if you look at all the studies, the kids have the least chance of getting tied up with this virus. That's the good news. Do you know why that is? Do you know statistically why that is? Do you know that your immune system is the strongest when you're born and as you're young? And the immune system gets weaker as you get older? So that's why kids, you may think kids get sick all the time, right? But there's reasons for that. But I will tell you this, the immune system, we know in physiology, the immune system of the child is very strong. So it's not just that the coronavirus is just overlooking the kids, like it's got some like genetic thing. It's just because our kids' immune system are so strong. So one thing to know on this is that, you know, we're all concerned about all our family members for sure, but that children have the greatest resistance to it, which is a really cool thing. Now, our elderly is where we need to be concerned. Our seniors, that is where our focus needs to be for sure. And looking at, you know, what they're dealing with and kind of what their struggles are. Make sure if they're taking any kind of medication for heart-related conditions that you're overly precautious, because that's what opens them up, not just their age, but also the fact that they're taking those medications is weakening their, is opening up those receptors, which makes it more of just a battleground for that virus and playground for that virus to jump into and hop into the respiratory system. So that's something to be careful. Remember, there's an immune system protocol we have at acerx.com. I put it together. It's got nascent iodine. It has activated vitamin C. It's got the zinc chelate. It's got all of those components, the D3 compared with the vitamin K2, the right blend, the organic version, so it absorbs the best into the cell, yada, 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 all that. All that's at the website. Go to acerx.com. Remember, there is hope. Don't be scared. Don't freak out. We will get through this. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. My name is Asa. You're listening to Asa RX. We're here for you each and every day to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show's all about. It's about you. It's about your life. It's about your health. It's about making better choices. It's about being a better you. Ann from Maine sent us an email. Says, my 15-year-old granddaughter, recently started experiencing stomach pain after eating, also a headache and low-grade fever and lethargy. Face broke out with bumps all over, and allergy testing showed all kinds of stuff. Surely you can help. Thanks so much. Love your program. Thanks so much, Ann. You're awesome. Well, I can tell you this, that here's where you got to back up. A lot of times we look at conditions like a tree, and we get out into the branches of the tree, and we want the branches to be pretty, and the fruit or whatever, the little acorns that are on the tree, all that to be neat and tidy, and the leaves and all that, not to have weird branches sticking out everywhere. I want it all nice and tidy, right? Nobody ever wants to dig a hole underneath the ground and look at the root system of that tree. Maybe there's a reason that those branches are all jacked up, because you got to look down in the ground and see what's going on in the root system. So that, a lot of times, is what happens in the body. We look at the symptoms, which is what's staring us in the face, and we don't go three steps back and look underneath of what's really going on. That's how you figure it out, okay? So with what's happening here, stomach pain after eating, also headache, low-grade fever, lethargy, face broke out with bumps, allergy testing shows, all kinds of stuff. Okay. First, you got to step back and say, okay, what's creating the inflammation in the body? What's happening in the gut? The gut is the second brain. It is the microbiome, which is the environment of the gut. Are there things like yeast, fungal issues, heavy metals, histamines? Are there things in there that need to be cleared? What's causing the low-grade fever and the lethargy? Is there a virus or bacteria? You got to rule that out. Got to figure that out. Is there something like hormonal going on? And she's 15. Is there something that's off in that way? Could be. Bumps all over her face? Probably more condition, probably more gut-related than anything. But I would get some testing done. I mean, allergy testing, I know, showed all kinds of stuff. The thing I don't like about allergy testing, until you get the gut healthy, if there's all kinds of histamine going on in the gut, then you do an allergy test. Well, of course, you're gonna, it's going to show you're like allergic to 85 different foods. You can eat like... The doc's going to tell you, okay, you can have blackberries, you can have salmon, and almonds. And that's it. That's your diet, because you're allergic to everything else, which is not true. It's not true. If you got a bunch of histamine going on in the body, of course you're going to be allergic to everything. So you got to get the gut healed up first and get it settled down and cleared up, and then you can test for those other things. But so that really doesn't tell me much, okay? But when you got a face broke out with bumps all over the face and all that, that usually is an indicator of what's going on in the gut. So I would get that checked out. I would get a good assessment done of the gut health and get that looked at. Make sure it's balanced at some level and get that checked on. And then you can go from there. Then you can build a good game plan. But until then, everybody's going to be guessing. So you got to get the gut cleared out, get some lab tests done, figure out what the deficiencies are in the gut itself, and then build an overall game plan. And let me know, though, when you get this test done, send me an email or go to the website, get in touch with one of our providers and let us know. That'll be great. Okay. Thanks so much for that email. 888-283-7272. I'm Asa. You're listening to Asa RX. We're here for you each and every day. Make sure to go to the website. Check out our podcast, the Asa RX Experience. It's every single day. Download it. Subscribe to it. Get with it, because we're on every platform. We want to be a part of your life every single day so we can be that voice of encouragement and that voice of reason so that you can become the best version of you. That is what this whole thing is about. That's why I'm here. That's why I like to show up and help each and every day. Let's get on the phones and go with Matt. Hi, Matt.
If you have a sensitive stomach, can you eat corn on the cob? Thank you very much.
So, the corn on the cob. You know, it just depends. Organic corn, it just depends. There's a debate on that. If it's organic corn, then I'm okay with it. If it's, like, not organic, I don't know that I am, really. I don't think it's a good idea. One of the things about corn, some people handle it, tolerate it, some people don't. So you have to kind of play around with it and see how your body responds to it. But that's one thing I would look at with corn is not make it a staple. I mean, if it's every now and then, it's no big deal. But if it's something you're going to do every single day and make it kind of a normal part of your routine, then, yeah, I would kind of pull back on that a little bit. Just see the quality of your food when it comes to vegetables really comes down to the main piece of it. You got to make sure the quality's right. It's got to be good. Quality's got to be good. If the quality's good, then it's all good, right? Then you're good to go. But if it's not, that's where it becomes a little bit of a challenge. So focus on figuring out if the quality of that is good. And if it is, then, you know, experiment with it. If you get tired, if you have any kind of reaction, then you know your body's not doing well with it. But corn, if it's organic, typically, I mean, it's got some good benefits to it. But there's other vegetables that are, of course, in a better category. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, just a thought. So technology is here. It's not going away. And whether it's your smartphone or fitness tracker, or your smart speaker, everything's smart now, right? Like it was, like we weren't smart before, but now you got the devices. Everything's smart, makes you smarter, right? So, our technology. The question is it making us better? Is it making us healthier? Is it not? Is it getting us to a point where we are in a better place health wise or not? That's a big debate, and I want to jump into that and talk about that because, for the most part, I don't know that we're becoming healthier because of it. I think we're becoming more efficient in speed with how we can get things done. But health, I don't know if it is. I don't really agree that it is. And there's some debates on that. So I want to jump into that because technology is helpful. But I think in a lot of ways it can be harmful. And you got to pick and choose. You definitely have to weather and temper how much time you spend on technology, because it's challenging at best with what it can do to your health, and there can be a lot of breakdown with technology and what it can do. So that's what I want to get into and talk about. I want to talk about how technology is impacting our health, and we'll do that in just a moment when we come back. You're listening to ASRX. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously. seriously?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In a final act before stepping down as chairman, Senator Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, has asked the Trump administration to quickly declassify the last portion of the Senate Intelligence Committee's bipartisan report on Russian election interference, which is 1,000 pages long, on the committee's counterintelligence findings. In a joint announcement with ranking Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia, Burr noted that President Donald Trump's nominee to be Director of National Intelligence, Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, affirmed his commitment as DNI to an expeditious review of the committee's report. Ratcliffe is expected to be confirmed. With some states and regions beginning to reopen, small businesses are still feeling the effects of our current climate, but many are making efforts to support them. And according to a recent survey from TopCashback.com, 76% of Americans are more likely to buy from a local business than a larger big box store if possible during coronavirus. 47% find themselves supporting small businesses more over the last month. 74% of those supporting the small business community are ordering takeout, and 46% are tipping more than usual. 84% are buying food or takeout from small businesses, and the survey found that Americans prefer to pick up orders rather than having them delivered, 58% preferring the pickup option. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day. This is Asa RX. All right, so talk technology and health. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it helpful? Is it not? Can it be something that benefits us, or is it something that's taken away from us? I think that's a big debate, and that is a question that a lot of people struggle with, because too much screen time, we know, can cause fatigue, irritation, blurred vision. I know it's affected me that way. In a lot of ways, it can. So a couple of things on your screens. If you don't know this, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. But all the screens have like a nighttime mode. So if you can choose, I would put your phone or your tablet on nighttime mode. It cuts out the blue light, okay, but do that all day long. Now, your screen's not going to be as pretty and bright and all that. It doesn't matter. You still see it. So cut out and put it on airplane or the nighttime mode all day, okay? Second thing is cut down your screen brightness to about half. It'll save your battery, number one, a little trick a guy taught me. But also, it will cut down on how it strains your eyes. And then the other piece that is important on this is if you've got the newer versions, some of the, I mean, it depends on what kind of phone you use, iPhone, Samsung, or whatever, the droids, as they call it, there's a dark mode. And we've learned that the dark mode, if you use that, it's about 50% better on your eyes than regular. So those are a couple things you can do to cut down on how it strains your eyes and how it fatigues you. But now, you got to keep in mind, it's not just about your eyes getting strained, but it's your nervous system getting strained. So remember, we only have a certain amount of energy every single day. And depending on what you give your energy to, drama, right, arguments or stress or whatever, that pulls a certain amount of energy out of you. Watching TV takes energy out of you. Okay, but your screen time, depending on what you watch and listen to and all that, that will pull away from you as well. So you got to be careful, not just what you expose yourself to, what you read, what you watch, all of that kind of thing. But your screen time not only just causes fatigue, but it pulls energy out of you. So keep that in mind. Now, Nick Thompson, who's editor-in-chief at Wired Magazine and also a CBS News contributor, said if you're measuring the right things in the right ways, technology can help make you healthier. He's talking about smart devices. But again, there's all the different fitness apps. They're really good. I mean, they give us great data. The sleep trackers, how many steps you take a day, how many hours you're sleeping on average. Pretty strong with that. But now researchers are looking at sleep now and how sleep can impact other areas of our life. So they're looking at Alzheimer's and dementia. They're looking at Alzheimer's disease and the risk of developing these diseases by not getting enough sleep and how sleep can really play a role in that. So is technology good? I think it's good. I think that our smart speakers and our phones and our trackers, fitness trackers, they're all good. But I think we need to limit, we need to control, and, you know, like kids shouldn't be on their phones 8 hours a day. Like, that's crazy. Like, my daughter says to me the other day, I can't believe you didn't have phones like this when you were a kid. I'm thinking, I can't believe you do. It's like let's go outside. It was like the activity level and the creativity, where is that? It's just, it's about the phone and about the latest TikTok. I mean, really? So that it's like the renegade, right? It's like I see kids everywhere dancing and doing the dances and all that. I'm doing it with her, okay? Because I'm being that dad and doing it with her. But the reality is, where's the creativity? Where's climbing a tree? Where's creating a fort outside? Where's riding a skateboard? Where is riding a bike with all your buddies 2 miles down the road and then back? And then where is, you know, struggling to come in because you don't want to come in from outside for dinner and because you're having so much fun playing and being active? Where is all that? I'm going on a tangent. But the reality is it's true that technology, I think, can make us better, but we got to control it. And we have to get to a place where we use it. It doesn't use us. And I'm concerned that as a people, the technology is almost starting to use us. We're getting so enmeshed in it that we're losing a lot. We're going to lose a lot with our health. I really think so. So just be cautious with it. Use it and let it be a part of your life that you can make it better. That can make your life better. Track things, but keep control of your own health by keeping control and governing yourself every single day. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to Asa RX. If you haven't got and subscribed to the podcast, it's there every single day. Check out anywhere your favorite podcasts are, and we are there. Asa RX Experience. All right, let's get on the phones and go to Betty. Hi, Betty.
I was going to ask the leg cramps. What causes leg cramps, and what can you do about it?
All right, so with leg cramps, 9 times out of 10, it's a deficiency, a mineral deficiency. Now, it can be potassium, but 90% of the time, I would say, it's magnesium. So magnesium is responsible for about 300 chemical reactions in the body. We're heavily deficient in magnesium. We don't get enough. We definitely don't get enough from our foods. And it's not because it's not in the food or it doesn't want to be in the food, but in a lot of the fruits and vegetables, our soil is so magnesium depleted that it's just not there. So what does that do? It creates a magnesium deficiency, and that's where the challenges come in and where we have to get to a place where we can increase our magnesium. Now, how do you do that? Well, I mean, nuts and seeds normally carry a lot of magnesium, but we're just not getting enough. We're just not. So there's a magnesium blend that is really, really good. I created it, and you can get that different kinds, magnesium oxide and chelate and oxalate and glycinate. You can get all kinds of magnesium in your routine and from a supplement. You can buy them all separate. Magnesium malate. I mean, there's all kinds. But the right combination, the right blend is what's going to make the biggest difference. And it's what's going to really get your cells working at the best level. I have found when we use magnesium with people that have leg cramps, restless leg, anything along those lines, that it just works amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, your dosage dependent on your body type, your size, and your weight, and how good your gut absorbs things, that's all important. But the reality is that magnesium typically is the one thing that will affect leg cramping. And it's more than just, you know, people think, oh, I'll eat a banana. Well, that's potassium. It's got some magnesium in it, but not much. So you really have to get to a point where you take in the right amount of magnesium, and that with leg cramps can make a big, big difference. And also, have you ever heard of pickle juice, drinking pickle juice, right? And it helps with leg cramps? It does. Why? Because there's a high level of magnesium in the pickle juice. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Now, we're going to talk about MS a little bit, multiple sclerosis. And what happens with MS is it's any kind of neurological degenerative health challenge, which is what that is. With MS, they progress over the years. And there's a lot of things you can do with MS to keep the symptoms down. But what happens is with MS typically is you start to lose function and ability as time goes on. So one of the things that you want to focus on with MS as time goes on is you always want to keep the stress levels low. That's really important for the person. So you got to keep stress levels in the environment very low and work on keeping their strength high. So that's why resistance training, some level of fitness training, weights, some level of that type of training is really important because it'll help the body fight. And as the body's trying to kind of break down, by using the free weights and the resistance type exercise, it'll help push it, make it stronger, and get it better. And that's really what you want to focus in on. You want to make sure the body's getting better, not going the opposite direction, right? So exercise, I would say 5-6 days a week, short amount of time, whatever your doctor says is okay for the level that you are, but it's important. And then also your eating habits. With MS, there's a lot with your diet. A lot with the food preparation and the planning. So with this, one thing we've learned is your proteins are really important. Your fats are really important. But here, there's a certain protein and a certain sugar, milk sugar, called galactose. So we heard of fructose, we heard of sucrose and dextrose. Well, galactose is the milk sugar. And guess what makes... So in multiple sclerosis, the big breakdown is the covering and the coating around the nerve. It's called the myelin sheath. And that begins to break down and break away. And that's what creates the MS. Well, guess what sugar rebuilds and makes the myelin? It's galactose. So the best form of galactose we find in goat's milk. Goat's milk yogurt, goat's milk kefir, all that is really good because the reason it's the best is because it's the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. Now, cow's milk has it, but it's not in the same form that our body can readily use as well. It's a little bit more of a struggle to break down that type of protein. So I would look into goat's milk. I'd look into the galactose milk sugar. Look at some of that research. Because with MS, you've got to have really good sleep. You've got to have low amounts of stress. You got to have a really good eating plan. You got to have great exercise. But you got to eat the right things that can build up the body. Good quality proteins, healthy fats, okay, omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids, monounsaturated fats. All that's important to support the nervous system. But look at that one key with galactose.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at h8network.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? What's your health challenge? What are you dealing with? Are you struggling with losing weight? Maybe it's diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Maybe it's depression. You're trying to figure out what to do. Just know that on this show, we're here for you each and every day. And we want to see you reach your potential, overcome that challenge, and become the best version of yourself. You have a better version in you. Every single day we have that. Every single day you make the choice to be that or not be that. To become better than you were yesterday or worse or more than anything. I think the greatest disease we face is complacency. So you have the ability to grow, to become better, and be better than you were. And that's what I want to push you toward and encourage you toward, to be that version of you so that you can really thrive and you're not just stuck and you really can make it and you can do well. That's what this whole thing is about. Let's get on the phones. I want to talk to Trent. Hi, Trent.
Yes, I have a question. What can a person eat to bring their magnesium level up to a standard level?
That's a really good question, and I'll tell you, it's a common question. I get that quite a bit, and magnesium is the most, and I mean the most, depleted mineral that we have, okay? And it's really one of the most important ones because it controls over 300 reactions, chemical reactions in the body. So you got to get enough magnesium, and if you don't, matter of fact, it's one of the most efficient things that we see clinically as we coach people and work with our patients and clients. It's amazing how that happens. So you have to get the body to a certain point where you're getting enough magnesium. And it takes time to build up. It's not just like you take magnesium and it's all hunky-dory. Minerals take time to build up in the body. So magnesium is found a lot in nuts and seeds. And it's in a lot of the fruits and vegetables. The dark leafy greens have a lot of magnesium in them. So that's a good place to get it. The challenge is the quality. So it goes back to this. You may be eating fruits and vegetables, and even if they're organic, the soil is so depleted that we're not getting everything we need out of it. So the soil is in such a state that we're not getting everything we need out of it. So we have to really supplementing with magnesium is one of the best ways to go. And that's about the only thing I've really seen that works if somebody has anything going on. The blood test is too low. Or if you just got a position where you can't sleep, because lack of sleep a lot of times is a magnesium deficiency. Like if you can't go to sleep, can't stay asleep, most of the time it's either a neurotransmitter or magnesium. Now, we've got a magnesium. If you go to our website, we've got at acerx.com, we've got a whole magnesium complex that I put together, and it's got all the different versions of it. And that's one of the things you got to look at. Is that the kind and the quality of what magnesium is. There's not just one, okay? There's all different kinds of magnesium, the different elements of it. And you got to make sure you're taking it in, that the body can absorb the version that's best for you. That's a big deal. So I would encourage you to look at that first and foremost. Make sure you're getting the right kind, okay? But, yeah, I mean, the blood test will show if your magnesium levels are too high, too low, what you need, what you don't need. All that's important, but it's about getting the right kind of magnesium for what you need and what's going to absorb the best with your body, okay? But keep me posted how that goes. Make sure to go to our website and check it out, acerx.com. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Your research is showing us something really cool I saw the other day, and it's about babies. And you know how we always want to be an example, or at least I hope we want to be an example to our kids, and not only just to our kids, but those around us. So being that example to kids is super, super important. Well, guess what they found out? Really, babies are watching. So children around the age of 15 months can become more persistent in pursuing their own goal if they've just seen an adult struggle at a task before succeeding. Now, I think a lot of us just don't, you just want to get things done. Maybe your kids feel like your kids might get in the way of you getting a task done, or maybe if you want to get a task done and get it done well and then show them the finished result. But they're saying now that kids will be better at achieving their own goals if they can see the struggle. I mean, that's it right there. Like, we always talk about the struggle's real. We always talk about how, you know, the struggle. Kids thrive on seeing adults. They need to see you sweat. They need to see you struggle. They need to see you push. They need to see. And I'm not so sure that God doesn't allow some of that to happen in our lives so that our kids can learn what that takes. The grit and the passion and the desire and the never give up attitude. Like, kids need to see that. Like, I think it's really important. This is all documented in the Journal of Science. But after seeing an adult solve challenges, babies were shown a felt-covered box that could play music and all that. They were able to test and see. But the bottom line is, the effect was much stronger when the child had seen with their own eyes the adult struggle in a task and then succeed in that task, even at 15 months of age. So their capability of understanding and seeing a goal reached. We are so goal-oriented in the way of our DNA that a child at that young can see someone struggle toward a task and see them be successful at that task after the struggle. And it teaches them how to succeed toward a goal. And I think that is so powerful. I've seen it in my own child's life, and it's really, really amazing to watch. But I think it's a great lesson for us. I think it's a great lesson for us. When we're an adult, we still function the same way. Watch someone else in their struggle. That's why we're so drawn to things like these documentaries and these stories and these feel-good stories. When you see someone else struggle and they achieve their goal, make sure that you see that as a model for your own life, that it's not a model of regret. That puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. On behalf of all of us here at ASRX, I'm Asa. Reach your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.